First, though, yesterday when we were on the air about 10:30, I was talking about this before, but there was the news of Stephen Pressley having gone from Coventry City. Of course, manager that a lot of people had rumoured and talked about potentially going to other places. I know that when Huddersfield, when the manager job there came up at the beginning of the season, a few people mentioning that Stephen Pressley might go for that. So a bit of a surprise yesterday to find Coventry parting ways with him, but in recent times the form hasn't been brilliant. Now, Tom is joining us on the show. Tom, yesterday we were talking about this, and you've kind of delved a bit more into this, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Certainly, it is a very interesting story. And so, former Leeds United head coach Dave Hockaday, now he could be set for a return to full-time management. That is how it has worked out. Stephen Pressley gone, Dave Hockaday in. He's now the co-caretaker. He's in charge for the next couple of games for the foreseeable future after Stephen Pressley was sacked yesterday. Now, Andy Turner is the chief Coventry City match reporter at the Coventry Telegraph, and he spoke to me about the move, and he says it's Hockaday's job to lose.
When Dave was appointed exactly 3 weeks ago to today, I think everybody thought straight away that the writing was on the wall. I mean, the team have been struggling to get results, and he was a fresh face with you know, and a former manager, and you know, to people on the outside, the subtext was that it was a caretaker boss in waiting.
So in terms of the role, he only joined 3 weeks ago. What was the role he was given when he first joined the club?
Basically, his primary role was to look after the club's under 21's development squad, replacing Darren Murray, who left the club a week earlier than that, to go back to Scotland for family reasons. So he basically came in to sort of fill that role, provide a bit of experience, but also with first-team coaching duties as well.
So in terms of Stephen Pressley going, he has done an okay job, but were you at all surprised that he's left the club?
Well, I suppose you're always a little bit sort of surprised when an announcement sort of happens. But, you know, I mean, the facts are that Coventry haven't won for 7 games. And Saturday, they gave up a 2-goal lead at Sheffield United against 10 men. And although they were a very young and sort of naive side, I guess, and there were so many positives to take from the game. I mean, that is sort of one of those unforgivable things in football. And I guess that that cost him his job ultimately, although obviously results haven't been great this season. And I suppose it's the bigger picture that matters. But there was a feeling that he got perhaps at least one more game after Saturday to go, which is MK Dons this coming Saturday. So it came as a little bit surprised, because I thought perhaps he would get one more game just to turn things around.
So in terms of the squad that Dave will have, would you say it's a squad that is capable of staying in League One?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Stephen Pressley made some exciting loan signings in January. Dominic Samuel being one from Reading. He scored 3 goals in 4 games and got 2 goals on Saturday against a fantastic Sheffield United side pushing for promotion. So he's a really talented young lad who's fitted in straight away, added pace and goals to the side.
And looking at the bookmakers, they are saying that Dave Hockaday is one of the clear favourites for the role. Do you think he'll get it?
I think it'll depend on results. I mean, you know, at this moment in time, the club are saying that it's joint caretaker with Stephen Pressley's number two, Neil McFarlane. So it'll be interesting to see in the sort of coming days who takes the lead. I suspect it will be Dave Hockaday. I mean, whether he's clear favourite, whether he gets it, only time will tell. I mean, if he gets immediate results, then I'm sure he'll have a strong case to take them to the rest of the season, and I think the club will probably assess things then. But the club are saying at the moment that they're in no immediate rush, and they want to go through the sort of the recruitment process properly. They don't want to sort of rush into any sort of decision or appointment. So that's going to sort of buy them a bit of time.